WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I've met along the way.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
Hey guys, this is Renee Paquette.
This is Kane from WWE.
This is WWE Superstar Drew McIntyre.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Hi, this is Bree. And this is Nikki, and we're the Valor Twins.
This is Christopher Daniels, and what I like to do on my off days is listen to the rap, and now you are...
And it is awesome!
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire!
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
You can love, but you can't touch.
Ruthless aggression.
With your host...
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers!
And her producer, Sir Rockin.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
If you smell...
Ow!
What the game is playing!
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down at the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out in chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
We're here. We're live. We're talking about things. We got places and stuff. We got bold predictions and so much more. We're here. It's The Rack. It's a Thursday night. Tweet us at Wild Talk Radio, Rack, at Rack Radio Show, at Lindsay Ward. Come to WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, or Twitch.tv/WTLive. And join us for all the fun, excitement, and all the things that we're going to get into tonight as we look into our crystal ball and shake the eight ball and figure out things.
Like you do.
Yeah.
I have no confidence in anything I've picked whatsoever because at this stage, I don't even know where their brains are. So it's really, really difficult to discern if my picks are going to be okay or not, because you just don't know in today's day and age in WWE. But we're going to find out. We're going to have some fun with it. It'll be a good time. But before we do that, we have news we have to discuss.
Which is presented, as always, by MBG Films, YouTube.com/MBG1211.
All right. Let's talk about it. The big news. AEW's out here making waves, signing names, bringing in essential talent. They have signed Brody King. Not to be rude, but I had to Google him. because I'm just not into the indie scene. Like, I'm not into ROH or New Japan or anything like that. So I unfortunately do not really know who he is. But he seems solid. He looks solid. He looks mean-ish.
He's Malakai Black's partner. They've been around the world together, and now they're together once again.
They should, you know, be having a good time with that. That should be fun.
Yeah, it should be something, because AEW need more talent.
Yeah, they're a little full.
But you say that, and then they're not.
Yeah, and then they're not. Sticking with AEW for a second, Tony Schiavone has extended his contract by 2 years, so congratulations to him. And in an interesting turn of event, it kind of scares me, because my parents are trying to cruise right now. Chris Jericho's Rock and Wrestling Rager at Sea cruise has been, the one for March 14th, has been postponed until February 2nd, 2023. So I don't know if that's indicative of the times. I don't know if they were having trouble selling it. I don't know why this has been postponed, but I saw that come out the other day and I was like, oh, that's really not good for the cruise industry at all.
Because of the times we're in right now and all the things that are happening, I think for the safety of everyone involved, they're not going to run the Rock and Rager at Sea this March. And I don't think they have anything else planned for the fall either, but I don't think they had anything planned to begin with.
No.
So they pushed this one back for now. They just came off one a couple months ago, so it's just sign of the times, let things sort of calm down again, and see where they're at.
So I'm sure if you had tickets or you were going to go sail on it, I'm sure you can reach out to them and find out exactly what's going on.
You got until January 26th. I think it's January 26th that you have to contact and get your money back.
Yeah. So feel free to do that if you desire. Moving on real quick to the other category, Major League Wrestling files an antitrust lawsuit against WWE. Let's talk about this.
Yeah, let's not move on. I'll just a little real quick. This one we got to sink our teeth into a little bit because, yeah, Major League Wrestling is in court power going after World Wrestling Entertainment from stopping their deal with Tubi. They were supposed to have a streaming deal with that platform back in what I think was 2021. I thought it was 2020. It was 2021. And the night before, apparently, things fell through and that, you know, did not happen. It also, this led to a 40% drop in their ticket sales, according to them. And how they're claiming Stephanie McMahon pressured Tubi to deny them the time slot because it would go head to head with NXT on Tuesdays. One's on broadcast television and the other's a streaming deal on a platform no one really watches, but whatever. They also stopped them from airing content on Vice because Vince McMahon was angry, pissed. And an executive stepped in and told him, well, Vince can't say they're not doing anything illegal and they can't control Vince McMahon, cannot control Vince and other things like that and whatever. Other allegations including them poaching MLW talent, airing footage of one of the MLW fighters without authorization or consent. WWE also alleged...
That might be the easiest one to prove.
Yeah. WWE also allegedly attempted to induce MLW wrestlers to breach their contracts and reveal confidential and proprietary information about MLW business. Those are some other allegations. They're seeking a judgment in favor of MLW and against WWE, an award of actual damage and all damages were as a result of WWE's torturous conduct in an amount to be calculated in a trial and inclusive of any pre-judgment or post-judgment interest occurred under California Civil Code. They want a bunch of money. They want compensation. WWE responded by saying they believe these claims have no merit and intend to vigorously defend itself against them. I read some tweets from people who do all the legal stuff and what have you, that WWE is probably going to try to move this away from California.
Yeah, that would make sense.
And move it probably to Connecticut or, you know, at some point.
It's an interesting case. It's a heavy burden of proof, though.
It is. You have to have, like, everything lined up and make sure that you're not, like, bullshitting on this one.
And also, it's like to have information like WWE threatened to pull their programming and WWE was threatening Fox and like some of the other allegations. It's like, well, but how do you even know that occurred? How can you even allege that occurred and then prove it without reaching some level of confidentiality on your side?
Yeah.
Like, because for to be getting a streaming deal with Tubi, there's NDAs and there's all kinds of other stuff that had to be involved with that in order to protect everybody that was a part of that deal. And if they breach that, which I doubt they did because the NDAs probably are long expired, but just say, for instance, if they did, then that's going to hurt them severely in the case, because it's basically, okay, well, you're not doing what you're supposed to do. So it will be an interesting one to watch. I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if it doesn't get settled. Like, WWE is just like, okay, look, how much do you want? Because that's what they're going for. They're going for money. It's very clear they're going for money. So it's, let's settle this out of court. But also at the same time, they didn't settle the concussion lawsuit.
No, they held on to it forever. And I think they'll end up fighting this for a while. They're not, because in the end, it's going to cost MLW more money. And hopefully, because apparently they have some big wigs running this. So the big wigs are probably thinking they have a case and are going to make some money off this.
Or just for the record, the lawyer is Donald Trump's lawyer.
Yeah, and Bill O'Reilly, I think they work with too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's, they're trying to get a payday out of this, and if WWE can run up MLW's legal fees, they will. Like, that's the thing. Although I'm sure the guy's doing it on, like, contingency of if I win, I get paid, but he may not be. Like, for someone of that caliber to take that case, because he's not what I would classify as an ambulance chaser kind of lawyer, then there is some merit to the case, and he believes that there is some level of compensation that's coming. It's just what they can prove versus what they can't prove. And like I said, the easiest one to prove is WWE using footage without consent, which that's a slap on the wrist. Basically, it's okay, we'll pay you like a couple grand for that. Because ultimately the damage is not really that bad, but for them basically influencing contracts and trying to get confidential information, which I'm not sure why they would be asking talent about that. That doesn't make any sense to me, but I don't know what all's going on. Like, you don't know what happens behind the scenes. I'm sure they do keep an eye on a lot of promotions. They could have just wanted to know, hey, they're getting a streaming deal with Tubi. You haven't heard anything about that. But like poaching talent, that kind of thing. Again, that all has to be proven.
Also, WWE threatened to pull their $1 billion deal off of Fox over a Tubi rights streaming deal.
Okay, I just want to bring this up. There's a contract between WWE and Fox that basically says Fox is going to pay them $1 billion for their content over the next five-ish years, however long the deal actually is.
Five.
WWE does not have the authority in that contract to look at Fox and say, well, if you give this really minor wrestling league, no offense to Major League Wrestling, but to them, in their minds, they would be minor. You give them this streaming deal on Tubi, which this is the first I've ever heard of Tubi, we're going to pull all of our programming off of your network. They don't have that level of authority to do that. They can get upset and they can say, hey, we're not cool with this, and Fox can listen to them, but ultimately they can't say, and I'm sure they wouldn't say, unless it was someone like Vince, who has a dick big enough that he could probably say and get away with it. We're going to take our programming off your network. Cause at that point, they're in violation of their contract and they can get sued by Fox and they can lose a lot of money in the process.
They could be. For the record, Tubi was bought by Fox in 2020.
Ah, okay. And I mean, it's MLW being on Tubi streaming against NXT. That doesn't hold a lot of water for me. Just thinking about it, because it's like, okay, well, it's on a streaming platform. So realistically, you can watch both if you want to. Mm-hmm. But it's like, it's also at the time that this was going on, it's like, it's going to take fans away from AEW as well. So it's like, that was their main concern and their main problem in this time was AEW, not somebody streaming on Tubi. So I don't know. We'll see. I'm not saying they don't have a case because I've not seen any of the details. I don't know if the lawyer believes there's merit, then there's merit. I hope it's settled. I hope everybody gets what they want out of it and it ends peacefully and it doesn't drag out. But odds are, just because it's a small time company going up against a corporation, the corporation will run up the legal fees. And at some point, the lawyers are going to have to be like, look, we got to talk about this.
This will never make the jury trial that they're hoping for.
Yeah, it's like, WWE can just drag this out for as long as they want until MLW gives up. Like, they literally can do that because they have the money and they have the legal team to be able to. That's what corporations do. They just beat it out of you. Like, it's, oh yeah, I'm going to challenge you. I'm going to sue you. And they're like, go ahead. We have an entire legal team. We have an entire room full of lawyers that we just keep on retainer. Raring to go. Rare and a work on this. Yeah. So, I mean, y'all want to do this? Let's do this.
Mm-hmm.
And so hopefully it doesn't come to that, but that would probably be a possible outcome.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. Moving on, Tom Hannafin, a.k.a. Tom Phillips, has become the new voice of Impact Wrestling. That's when David Otunga will be used. Oh, God. Does he still work for WWE?
I think he's still employed.
What does he do?
I don't know. I haven't seen him in forever.
Forever. Like, he was doing the NXT pre-shows there for a while. And that was, like, the last time I saw him. He did one of the TakeOver pre-shows because he showed up and I was like, wait, hold on. Is that David Otunga? What? He could be in the Rumble.
He could be. He's a color commentator and panelist is his title.
Okay. All right. But anyway, back to Tom Hannafin. Quality pickup by Impact Wrestling.
Great pickup. Tom Phillips is Hannafin is awesome.
We love Tom, so congratulations to him. PCO has signed with Impact Wrestling.
Okay.
If you're familiar with his work, you're excited. I'm, again, not familiar with his work.
Pierre Carl Ouellet.
Every picture I see of him, he looks like Raven to me. Like, for a second, I was really confused the first time I ever saw him because I was like, is that Raven? Why is he in a blue and black singlet? I'm confused.
Very confused. Good job. But
Thank you.
That's just one former ROH talent telling Impact because there's going to be an invasion that's sort of started, and that may lead to something on a supercard.
That may. ROH has announced the return day of April 1st.
Such irony on that one.
Like, if y'all could see my face, like, I just looked up for a second. Like, they're doing their big return on April Fool's Day.
In Garland, Texas for Supercard of Honor.
We'll see.
I have a feeling we're going to get a lot of ROH versus Impact that month.
I think so, too. Hope it works out. New Japan Pro Wrestling returns to Access TV starting January 20th with classic episodes and new episodes beginning March 3rd. And then it will also follow out.
It will follow Impact.
There we go. I'm sorry. My brain was just like, that doesn't read right. What? It'll follow Impact Wrestling on Thursday nights.
Yeah.
It's like, for whatever reason, my brain was like, too many acronyms. Too many acronyms just right there together. It's like NJPW on AXS. Like, wait.
That doesn't make sense to you. So, yeah, they're going to follow Impact on Thursdays. As mentioned, new content begins on March 3rd, so they're back on US TV. So, good sign, I guess.
Good sign. You want to do the brain brents real quick?
Yeah, let's dive into the injury roundup.
Bones breaking. Backs cracking. Shoulders snapping. It's this week's injury roundup.
All right, let's talk about it. Sasha Banks, there is an update on her. She has a bruise calcaneus bone. She's going to be out 6 to 8 weeks.
# blame Brent.
That's in the foot, for those wondering. It's a foot injury.
It is a foot. She literally kicked somebody too hard in the ass.
Charlotte.
Then she was doing God's work. Charlie Haas has a concussion.
# blame Brent.
Hope he gets to feeling better.
He made an appearance for Impact over the weekend at their TV taping, so I think he's working for him a little bit. And he suffered a concussion his first night back. So, there you go.
Xavier Woods has a plateteris muscle of the calf. It's strained. He will be out 4 to 6 weeks.
# blame Brent.
Brent, how could you? How could you hurt his majesty like that? He doesn't deserve that.
He doesn't.
But we have a long-standing Blame Brent update. This is actually really exciting news, and I don't know where it's going to lead, but after 7 years of being held out in the ring, Corey Graves has been cleared to return.
Whatever that means.
But this is huge for him. He was originally retired back when he was in NXT due to the concussion protocol, and they turned him into an announcer, and I feel like he's done an incredible job of morphing into that role and learning how to do that. But I think he also really wants to wrestle again, even if it's just to do one more, just to say goodbye his way. But this is really exciting for him. So congratulations to him.
This is a sign of, as we're seeing, everyone who's been out with concussions for 6, 7, 8 years, 3, 4, whatever it is, getting cleared again.
Yeah. It's just your brain needs time to heal. That's just it. and his brain has healed to the point that he is now able to wrestle again. So yay! And last but certainly not least, the forbidden door has been cracked in WWE because Impact Wrestling Knockouts champion Mickie James has been announced for the Royal Rumble.
This is a big deal. So on Friday,
this is huge.
I'm sitting here Friday and they're going through names and they're rattling off the Bella Twins, which Nikki Bella's been cleared. That's great for her.
That's awesome for her.
You get your Summer Rae and Lita, I heard the name Mickie James, right? And I was like, okay, cool, Mickie. It's like not putting the pieces together. And then I heard Pat McAfee go, Impact World Knockouts Champion Mickie James. I went, oh, right. That's where she's at. And he just said Impact World Knockouts Champion on SmackDown. And WWE's then tweeting about it. And all this, like, they're tweeting about Impact World Knockout Champion Mickie James. That's awesome. All the girls they're bringing back is awesome. But that's like, this is a make good. This is what you call a make good.
Yeah, this is 1000% a make good. And it's well deserved. Like, Mickie should be in it, you know, 1000%. But yeah, this is a, hey, we're really sorry about that whole trash bag thing when we fired you. So, you want to come back and do the Rumble?
And so, something WWE wanted, something Mickie wanted in Impact was like, okay, let's make this happen. How can we put this together? So they did.
Go ahead, sorry.
And just so they did.
I'm curious to know what Impact got out of the deal. Because so far we haven't seen WWE reciprocate beyond they're getting the fact that Mickie James is the Impact Women's Champion mentioned about 16,000 times on WWE television, which is great free advertising for them. And I'm sure she will have the belt with her.
Yeah.
When she shows up, mm-hmm. which gets another company's belt on WWE TV, which is outside of WCW, I think.
For back in the 90s, they would have the NWA world title on TV, and there was another championship from the NWA that was on television a lot. So it's not a first, but it's something that you don't see often. So, you know, it's cool. I assume she has the belt. Maybe. Maybe not. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe she'll do with a promo with the belt backstage or something. Because running with the belt, I don't know. It's a thing. But it's cool. Yeah, it's piquing my interest for the Royal Rumble. Speaking of which, we have an announcement to make.
We do.
About the Royal Rumble. The Royal Rumble entry contest drawing starts tomorrow. There'll be posts on social media all about it. Sign up. All you gotta do is say, I'm in. Starting tomorrow on all the posts I'll be putting out. Ding. Because for Rumble is what? 2 weeks from Saturday? Yeah.
Yeah. 2 weeks away.
2 weeks. We'll be live for after the Rumble, too. And if you put the pieces together, you know what's not on that night. Anyway. NXT?
NXT.
It is time for this week's edition of the NXT Rundown. 2.0.
It didn't like the new bumper, apparently.
I don't like the new bumper either.
I don't like it either, but it's the new music, so I had to use it.
Can we go back to the old music?
No.
Why?
Because it's not. That's the old black and gold era, where we've moved past the black and gold era.
The music's better.
We're in the colorful era of NXT, with the colorful world champion, Bron Breakker, who was very...
better.
I know. But he was very humble. He thanked Tommaso Ciampa for being not only a great champion, but a great human being. Talked about his father congratulating him and everything that he paid respect to Rick Steiner as well. Said what he likes about NXT is there's no rest or bye weeks, and they get to keep wrestling for the fans every week. And said he's the freaking NXT champion. That's why every single week. He was leaving, and then Santos Escobar made its way to the ring, so he had a stare down before it led to Santos Escobar versus Ian Quinn. Quick thoughts on Breakker's promo to start.
I thought it was good. I thought it was a nice, like, way to sort of phase out of Tommaso and move him on to someone else. And I like how they're doing that they're just, it's like, hey, you know what? I'll give respect where respect is due. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was fine.
Santos Escobar and Zion Quinn met finally one-on-one. Ended with electric kicking Zion in the balls.
I'm surprised this went on as early as it did. Mm-hmm. This was good. I'm not sure where they're going with it, but poor Zion. Like, she just broke his heart. Like, the poor thing.
Yeah.
Because he was, like, just laying there, cradling the boys as she walked away. It's like, aw. Poor Zion.
The world got to see Mandy Rose do a poolside shoot, a photo shoot in her bikini.
Yay.
And then Cameron Grimes beat Damon Kemp, and he's going for the gold in 2022.
They found Cameron Grimes. Let's go. He's probably going to show up in the Royal Rumble. I'm just saying.
We had a promo with Joe Gacy and Harlan, and they thanked the committee for letting them be in the playing match for the Dusty Classic. I know you need a playing, you know, matches, but here we are. He said he and Harlan remember this for the rest of their lives. He said they're going to use the platform to demonstrate that it doesn't matter your size, skill, or experience. Anyone become winners of the Dusty Cup. So Harlan and Gacy took on Idris Enofe and Malik Blade. And when'd you know it, Harlan got disqualified.
Shocker.
And the other guys, completely shocked by all this, won. So, yay. I guess you don't want to beat Harlan in the Dusty Classic. I guess that's the way to put it.
I don't want to talk about Harlan. I'm bitter.
We had an Imperium promo, and they're ready. They're here. All together again.
They're reunited, and it feels so good. They have their Walter back.
They do. Peter Dune and Tony D'Angelo battled in a crowbar on a pole match.
This was interesting. Like, I didn't hate it, but it wasn't the best thing I've ever seen. Like, you can tell D'Angelo is still very green, and he's still learning, so Pete's an excellent person for him to be in the ring with, because Pete knows how to carry a match. But, yeah, this was just, it was a cool concept. They tried to get a little rough, but D'Angelo didn't know exactly what to do sometimes, so it came off weird and awkward. Like, there was a point where I think Pete went to step on D'Angelo's hand in the chair, and they either shot it weird, or they showed him, like, intentionally missing the chair, so that way he didn't actually hurt D'Angelo. Like, there was something weird that happened with the camera work, because it just didn't have the impact it was supposed to. But this was good. I'm still not sure what they're fighting over, but... Okay.
But Tony D'Angelo got the win.
Which was a surprise. But, I mean, not really. But
maybe not much. So we'll have to see. Grayson Waller was interviewed, talked about his match with AJ Styles. He's in the main event. That's where he'll stay. And said he may even show up on SmackDown and confront people like Roman Reigns or Shinsuke Nakamura. He's going to create another Grayson Waller moment tonight. We had Caden Carter, Casey Catanzaro, and Mari Miller taking on Ini Hartwell, Persia Parada, and Wendy Chu. Either way, Indy's team got the win.
Go Indy's team! Woo!
So Wendy's finally waking up from whatever that experience was she was in Tianjin.
She's saved from the darkness, and now she's running around in putty pajamas, and I'm sure she's hella comfortable.
Mm-hmm. MSK were admiring the Dusty Club, and then Dakota Kai showed up and told MSK that their success could lead to them breaking up. And I think it was Carter who said, "Don't you dare put that evil on us."
Yeah, Dakota. Dakota, no. Just no. Don't do that. They don't need that juju on them.
Solo Sikoa beat and Boa battle to a double countout. Feud continues.
There's a little bit of blood in this. I'm not sure if it was Boa or someone else, but yeah, this was interesting.
And then we had a fireball to Airball.
Like you do.
Boa shot a fireball backstage in his face.
I mean, like you do. He had the makeup on too, so you know he was in
form.
I don't know what even to call that. Like, what is that? Is that his dark side, or is that like rage mode, or what? What is that?
I don't know. We had Carmelo Hayes and Trick Williams. He said Trick said he and Melo go together like peanut butter jelly, Shaq and Kobe, and Trick and Big Booty Woman. Melo said last week was one of the toughest challenges of his career with a tough opponent. He called for a moment of silence for Strong's title reign. They were pouring out a beer for him, but the bottle was empty. Melo talked about how the numbers don't lie and Melo don't miss. He said he's the walking G-code history maker in physical form and the most scintillating champion in NXT, and he, you know, all of a sudden you can step up or get stepped on. That's how it is, and that's how it's going to be.
Roll up, cut a promo, leave.
They did. They went to the back, but Cameron Grimes was there. Grimes said 2021 Grimes would be doing donuts with the car, but 2022 Grimes is going to keep it straight, and that he's coming for the gold, because he's going to the moon.
Get it, Cameron. Get it.
Then your main event, AJ Styles, Grayson Waller, with AJ Styles getting the win. Good little match they had. AJ worked them well, showcased them a little bit.
I'm not a fan of Grayson Waller, but I was a fan of this. I thought this was well executed. AJ worked really, really well with him. They've done a wonderful job of building this up and giving Grayson just a little bit of a rub with AJ. I think it's going to continue too because, well, AJ taunted Grayson after the match.
Brought out one of his old one of his friends, Mr.
Dummy.
L.A. Knight.
So I think Grayson and L.A. Knight are going to continue in AJ's stead. But yeah, this was a nice little rub for Grayson. They're obviously getting him ready for something. So this was good. I enjoyed this.
A solid episode of NXT. It's finding its feet, I guess.
It's finding its feet, but it's still hard for me to be interested in it just because I can't connect with anybody. Like, the closest one is Cameron Grimes. But beyond that, it's fine. It's serviceable. It's entertainment, right? It's content. It's 2 hours.
Exactly. Well, with that, I say we go to break.
And when we come back, we are going to be doing the 2022 predictions. We're going to find out how we did in 2021. Oh, God. And then we're going to be making 2022 predictions. And I think we have an intern. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR Live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
What is the greatest of all time? Saturday nights. We decide from sports, video games, movies, and even the X-rated. You help us decide what is the greatest of all time. It is the Great and Great Debate, a part of your Saturday night
bang event.
CB Radio, Saturday night, midnight ish Eastern, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
Are you a fan of Genshin Impact? Then join Lindsay Monday through Wednesday nights around 5:30 p.m. Eastern for Genshin Impact livestreams. Follow her through the magical world of Genshin as she fights off all of the creatures on the island, finishes her tasks, and yells at the characters. All livestreams can be found on YouTube. Just search for Linsword or go to linsword.rackradioshow.com. That's LINSWARD. You can also use creator code Linz M. Ward in the Epic Game Store, because she is a hashtag Epic partner. Every Monday night, once Monday Night Raw ends, the Raw post-show goes live.
You want to hear a story? Give me a hell yeah!
Join Lindsay and Sir Rockin' as they give their opinions on what they liked.
What?
What they didn't like.
What?
And what left them completely confused.
What?
It's the Raw Post Show.
What?
Monday nights.
What?
11 p.m. Eastern.
What?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
And that's the bottom line. Go Stone Cold Simpson.
Did you know you can use support the creator code ROCKINSTOCK in the Fortnite item shop? That's our OCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop.
This is WWE Superstar Drew McIntyre, and you are listening to The Rack Radio Show on Wild Talk Radio.
And welcome back to The Rec right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RecRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down at the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also follow the channel, subscribe the regular way, hang out in chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. And with that, I say we do Two of the Week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter. Until I found Twitter, ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
All right. Shelton Benjamin, for the record, if it ticked off Fest Phoenix came after me, I'd run too. I mean, that's not a lie.
Not a lie, no.
Cypher PK, I miss vlogging. I'm going to get back to them after my vacation this month. What kind of stuff do you guys want to see? Manishi, you better keep your shirt on. I'm not playing with you. Dr. Lupo, fuck that noise, Cypher. Take your shirt off for views.
For his 8th YouTube channel.
For, yeah, his millionth YouTube channel. Tim A, Darkness429. Well, just saw the leak trailer for Knights of Ren. My lightsaber is fully ignited. And it's a picture of Darth Saber, or Darth Vader lighting his lightsaber. That's all I have.
Alexia Ray, I'm so confused, but at least my tacos are safe with Charles. And she posts a picture of a conversation with her having with her dasher Charles. I am at the restaurant waiting for your order. I apologize for the delay. Thank you for your patience. She goes, no problem. Okay, so it may be a tad longer. A dispute broke out at the Taco Bell between the employees, but I'm standing my ground and will step in to defend the tacos if necessary. Well done.
Well done.
Kyle Lewis, first Kofi, then Big E. Next, Barker's going to take the King of the Ring crown and start hosting on G4. I mean, probably. Mike Mooneyham, at Heyman Hustle, continues to prove why he is one of pro wrestling's greatest orators. Paul Heyman, my dear good sir, Mr. Mike Mooneyham. One of is not a compliment. I am the greatest orator. One of? Question marks? Permit me. If your wife slash spouse slash significant other says, you are one of the greatest lovers I've ever had, would you take that as a compliment? Bailey replies to a WWE tweet about Summer Rae. She goes, call to me, like the music. And, come on, go back to the thing. Thank you. Summer Rae replied, oh, put me over, sis. You're trying to take you over with me? Or nah. Summer Rae and Bailey as a team. Okay. Al Getz. I think if Georgia and Bama ends in a tie, then the Steelers are eliminated from the playoffs.
I'm so mad the tie didn't happen. I'm so, so mad.
Yeah. Caleb Braxton. Alabama losing the national championship is just the kind of positive thing that we needed to kick off the new year.
Yeah, but Georgia won it.
Mm-hmm. So Wendy's tweeted, it's National Roast Day, TM. Drop me the
favorite day.
Yeah, so they asked people to be roasted. Funko asked, and when he's replied, the soulless black eyes of my childhood stare back at me. Their shining reflection show me the lost years as I cry into my official Star Wars 1977 comforter. Their soulless black eyes do not join in my tears. I am so alone. Sour Patch Kids asked. Wendy's replied, first they're sweet, then they're a dentist appointment.
Oh.
Reviews Org asked, are you Yelp? We have some feedback on this joke. Esports replied, roast me. They go, for some reason, for something that pretends to be a sport, your quote unquote athletes sure suck at rounding bases. Uno, our favorite day. Popcorn emoji. We grab the popcorn for the salt. Wendy's, we're hoping for Skip Bo, to be honest.
Ooh.
Axe asks, remember when Axe was created just to cover up puberty? Hot Wheels wanted a reply. They go, feel free to shut down. Your target audience already has skin marks.
Wow.
Damn. Let's see. Straight Nate goes, yo, Wendy's, aren't you worried that if calling a National Roast Day will cause people to go to Arby's instead? Let's see. Where was their reply? Is it iHeartRadio or iHeartBurn?
Damn. Ow.
Yeah. Stephen MK asked, because apparently in his bio has something about former WWE or something. Formerly WWE, did they have a Little League division at some point? Royals wanted to reply, thinking about making you wait 30 years just to be petty.
Damn.
And finally, Marcel, I think we should start naming the new COVID variants like we name hurricanes. COVID Karen is preparing to hit the streets.
I mean, I'm not opposed to that. I'm really not. It would be better than Omicron.
True.
Because that sounds like a Transformer. Although we could start, ooh, we could start naming them after Transformers.
And that was Tweet of the Week.
And with that, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, we has us a guest.
It's Brent. We're not doing NXT, so he doesn't have an intro.
Oh, I thought he had a fancy intro. I'm sorry.
That's for NXT shows, not for this.
Well, I'm used to him doing NXT shows. Make him an intro for regular.
I'm not good enough to get an intro, apparently.
The
producer doesn't feel like I'm good enough.
He's a host on this network.
Yay.
He should have an intro.
An intro.
That's why you're hashtag favorite.
Actually, no, he gets an intro on Saturdays. He has his own segment corner, which I got a new voiceover done for it. So there's a new one coming Saturday.
Hey, dang.
So that's going to be updated. But hey.
Okay,
so Brent's here.
Brent's here. Yay.
Straight from class.
Woo. He's learned, chat.
So, chat, we're going to give you some behind-the-scenes talk here. He wanted to do this from work. We told him no.
Okay, look. I didn't know I was going to get home in time. So I had the backup plan. I have a headset at work. I could just have... I sent myself the pics just to be safe.
So, Brent, this is where we turn the show over to you, and you tell us how bad we did last year.
Okay. So, y'all made pics last year.
Yep.
They were something.
Oh, just wait till this year. They're going to be something, too.
Well, and just to let everyone know, last year they roped me into making the picks as well on show. That was part of, I got to come on and read the picks, but they were like, oh yeah, by the way, you're making picks. And I went, what?
That's what we do.
Yeah, little did I know that I was making picks across other shows this year, so I'm out of it this time.
No, you're going to make some more picks.
I made picks for NXT and WWE between the two shows I'm on.
Yeah, that's fine. You can make some more picks.
You asshole. So, we're going to go over all of these picks and see just how bad the three of us did. We're going to start off with the champions.
Okay.
And work our way down. So,
for
WWE champion, Rock, you had the head of the table, Roman Reigns.
Okay.
All right.
I don't get a point, but that's, you know, he was the WWE. Well, that's, you know, pretty good.
Wrong show, but you know what? It was right up there.
It was.
Lindsay, we know who your pick was, and I'm sorry.
He's not here.
he's not anywhere right now. He is gone. He's disappeared.
Saying he's not here doesn't work as better as he's here. He's gone.
It's like one more jab just in the back, man. Just one more.
And you know what? I was so close. I was a goddamn day off.
Day one, hold up your finger?
Yep. Because my year-end pick for the WWE champion was Brock Lesnar. Fuck!
No points for you.
Nope.
No points.
Alright, US title. This is one of the ones that got interesting. Rock, you had Mustafa Ali.
Okay.
Nowhere near a title picture.
Okay.
Not even close.
Okay.
Lindsay, you had Mr. Tearaway Pants.
I tried.
Angel Garza.
I would like to defend myself by saying that they were doing things with him at that point.
I would like to defend myself saying they were doing things with him at that point.
See, both of you guys have something on me, though, because at least your picks are still with the company. Mine went to a completely different company because I had It's Story Time with Adam Cole, baby!
So far, no points for anyone.
Nope. All right. Your Raw Tag Team Champions. Rock, you had the Undisputed Era. Who never really saw the main roster.
Boom.
Lindsay and I had the same pick. They're just on a different show, and they're not even the champions. We had the Viking Raiders.
I tried.
Raid.
War. I mean, wait, they can't say that on TV. Shit. All right. you're...
By the way, you know it's bad when the, you can get away with shit on TV, but you can't say war.
But you can say war games.
But not on TV. Well, not on Prime Network TV.
All right, what's next?
Only on NXT. All right, your Raw Women's Champion, Rock, you had Rhea Ripley.
Okay.
Lindsay, you had Little Miss Bliss.
How was I to know she was going to take a break at the end of the year? She probably would be champion had she not.
With Becky there? Nah.
I don't know. I think Little Miss Bliss is going to come for Becky.
Yeah. Well, now because Becky's held the belt for a while. By the end of the year, and not so much. And I had, this is my brutality, also Rhea Ripley.
Okay. So, no points.
We're batting 1,000 and getting them wrong.
I mean, in her defense, she did hold the title in 2021.
Yeah, she did. She was tag team champion.
She just didn't have it at the end of the year. So yeah. We weren't far off. We didn't have it at the end of the year.
And I mean, she was also a tag team champion towards the end of the year.
Yeah, I mean, that was close.
So we you know what? We're not doing too bad.
We were thinking logically.
Yeah. WWE Universal Champion, Brock, you had Seth Rollins.
Okay.
And I only say that because that was his name at the point. That wasn't on
That's not his birth certificate name. I know, I understand.
Well, I mean, you don't want to give away your full name.
Right.
Stalkers, Lindsay, and whatnot.
You had someone, now they weren't Universal Champion, but they did sign a new contract so they could be Universal Champion sometime in the future. Fight Owens, fight.
Okay, I mean...
Logical.
It was logical. It was a good pick.
And I mean, he was fighting for the title at the beginning of the year.
And they fought for the other title. I mean, that's logical.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brent, you had who?
I had the guy who was holding the other belt at day one. Hold up your finger.
So we were close.
I had Big E.
We were close. So
I just missed on the WWE championship, and I had a champion, just not the right belt for the other one.
Draft. The draft fucked up everything. We'll blame the draft. So that should be like a half a point?
No point. Nope.
No. I have to get it right.
You have to get it right.
I'm trying to help.
I understand. Don't worry.
We get very stingy on our points. Me and Brent.
Yeah.
All right, because it's all about a dick measuring contest. Got it.
No. We argue points. We make it clear.
Yeah. No, we... If there's a point, we will fight for it.
Yeah, we will fight for our point. This is what it's all not
right.
A fight.
All right. Your Intercontinental Champion, Rock, you and I had Bearcat Lee.
Oh.
We had such hope.
He was fighting for the title the next week. And you know.
He was fighting for the WWE. You know, he fought Drew, I think, for the world title.
Yeah.
He was there at the US title. Then he disappeared. Then he got a new name. Then he got released. Son of a bitch.
Okay. Lindsay,
you had Rock's pick for the U.S. title, Mustafa Ali.
Right, no defense.
Okay.
I mean, he did have a cool ring light on his hand for a little while, and then he joined Retribution, and then it all just kind of went to hell.
And then he adopted Mansoor, and then they broke up, and then it was really sad. Like, I want them to do something with Mustafa Ali.
Well, to his credit, he got his wife pregnant, and they had a kid.
Yeah. I mean, so he did have to take a break.
He won the year so far.
Yes.
All right.
Also, Brent's still sick.
I just have the cough. SmackDown Tag Team Champions. Rock had the Mysterios. Ray and Dominic.
Okay, it wasn't a bad choice.
They were fighting for titles occasionally.
Yeah, they held the belts at one point, didn't they?
Yes.
No.
They held SmackDown.
Yeah.
Then the Usos somewhat did. Early, yeah.
Before the Usos, I think, got hold of them. I think they had them.
All right.
Lindsay wanted the smoke. So she had the Street Profits. Not a bad pick.
Not a bad pick.
I had the belts of WrestleMania.
And your first one to earn a point, I had the Usos. Because by God, if you have a tag team title spot, you can just throw the Usos or the New Day in there to get 50% right.
Okay. Brent's on the board.
On the board. All right. Your SmackDown Women's Champion, Rock, you had Bayley.
Okay. Who knew she would get blamed Brent?
I may have known.
Then you should be
to blame me.
Then you should be ashamed of yourself for entering Bayley.
Why? It gives us Bayley on Twitter more, which is a great thing.
But she's not in the ring, so that's your fault.
But that's okay, yeah, because she's still on Twitter.
But her screaming at Michael Cole is highly entertaining.
When she comes back, she can scream at Michael Cole, because God knows Corey Graves won't be able to.
They're not even on the same show. Keep going.
Lindsay had Becky Lynch, who was SmackDown Women's Champion for a little bit.
Yeah, then they repainted the belt and gave her a red one.
Fucking draft. Had it right, just the wrong title.
And I am going to lengthen my lead here by picking Charlotte Flair.
Boy, you really went out on a limb on those two ones. I'm just, I tell you
hey,
what.
Hey, I went safe, okay?
You really went out on that limb. No, okay. Instead you hugged the tree.
I hugged that line and I kept it close. Okay, this one hurts a little.
Okay.
Women's Tag Team Champions.
God, I have no idea.
Brock, you had the Riot Squad.
Well, you know.
Which fought for the belts.
It was a ride.
And then half of them got released and the other half is getting a push now. So, that's nice to see.
I believed in Liv. Or believed.
Now, I'm going to fight... I'm gonna help Lindsay on this one. Lindsay had the Iconics.
You get no
which,
point.
To be fair,
no,
they were women's tag team champions at the end of the year.
No,
just with a different company. No,
this is WWE.
It
so.
Has WWE. I have to argue that.
Lindsay, I'm trying to help you here. Okay.
Look, if you're not going to take the half a point I tried to get you earlier, I'm not taking yours. Just saying.
This is not a pity point for them being the Impact Knockouts Tag Team Champions.
And I mean, technically, they're known as the Inspiration, not the Iconics.
So
I was trying to help.
No point.
Okay. And I had what I hoped would have happened because it would have been cool had Shayna Baszler and Ronda Rousey.
Okay, so you went safe on others. This one, you really went out on the edge.
I mean, to be fair, if Ronda had not gotten pregnant, that may have happened, but Ronda had a baby, so...
To be fair, I remember when we did this, I looked at the landscape and went, fuck, they're breaking up the women's tag teams, and there's not really any tag teams out there. Besides, who would have known it was going to be Zelina Vega and Carmella?
You just
who
have to
guess that.
You just got to figure it out.
Just like before that, who would have guessed it was Rhea Ripley and Nikki A.S.H.?
Who would have thought it would be A.S.H.?
Fair enough.
Keep going.
All right, your NXT champion. Rock and I earn a point because we had Tommaso Ciampa.
All right.
Lindsay had Mr. Peter Dune.
I never anticipated 2.0. None of us saw 2.0 coming.
For your NXT... So I have 3 points. Rock has one.
Mm-hmm.
For your NXT North American champion, Lindsay and I both picked Cameron Grimes.
To the moon?
It was a worthwhile pick, and he was a champion at some point during the year.
Technically.
Not North American, but he was a champion.
He was.
Rock, you had Peter Dune for this.
I'm going to reiterate something Lindsay just said. No one predicted 2.0.
Yeah, no one thought about Carmelo Hayes. Okay, this one really hurts. Your NXT Women's Champion. Rock, I absolutely respect your pick.
I picked Tegan, didn't I?
You picked Tegan Nox.
Aww.
That hurt. Lindsay, I now feel your pain from the very first one.
Yeah. Yeah, you understand.
So for those who would first tune into this program, can you explain who Tegan Nox is?
She's a very, very cute Welsh girl.
Who was betrayed by her best friend at NXT TakeOver War Games.
And who...
2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Who also has an adorable picture with her best friend, and her other pregnant best friend recently, which is just absolutely fucking adorable. Dear God, Candace is huge now.
Well, she should be. She's pregnant.
Yeah, no, she's well along. But it's like, it's just one of those things, like, I didn't expect the belly to be... Because usually, like, I think for the first pregnancy, it's more, like, retracted. But then again, Candace is so tiny that...
I think it depends on the person, honestly. Like, I don't think there's any set, like, hard and fast rule. Because I know people that have been small, and I know people that have been, like, absolutely huge. So...
And the funny thing is, Candace will probably be back in the ring in, like, 6 weeks after that baby's born.
No, she'll be back in the ring in a few
months. Not on TV.
Ring shape. She'll be, you know,
but, back in the ring. Yeah, she'll be in ring shape, and she'll be trying to get working out early.
Yeah, I think she stayed in shape. She kind of did she's doing what Becky did, which is Becky never really let herself go. She never really let herself get, like, gain a lot of pregnancy weight. She worked out through her entire pregnancy, and I'm sure Candace is probably doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. So that way they can bounce back faster. It's like Lacey, too. I'm sure Lacey did the same thing.
All right, what's next?
All right. Well, Lindsay and I had someone else pick that kind of hurts as well.
Who?
Tony Storm.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah, between those two for that title, I looked at it and I went, oh, God.
We picked with our hearts.
We did.
Okay. NXT Tag Team Champions. Rock, you and I had the Grizzled Young Veterans, which right now does not look like a great pick.
I mean, they've been in tag feuds. I mean, that's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Now they're in a stealing gimmick. They were paired up with Jack at time.
Okay.
Lindsay gets on the board here because she had the boys from Imperium.
Hey!
So yummy. That is 1-1-3 so far.
Yep, keeping track. Yep.
Surprise call up. Rock, you had TCB Shotzi Blackheart.
Point.
Lindsay, you had Timothy Thatcher.
Damn it.
No point.
Now, this is going to be an interesting one. I had Pat McAfee. Who's on the main roster.
And he's an announcer.
You had him coming up as a wrestler.
Still?
You had
no,
him.
No, you call had. Call up doesn't necessarily. Call up means you're not working NXT anymore.
But he was done. That's.
He's.
I would say that's like a half point. Because, like, he did get called up, but he did not get called up as a wrestler.
But he never got. But he never got called up. He was hired for the main roster. If you want to give him a half a point, that's fine. I just. Technically, he was never called up because he was never signed to NXT.
I am willing to give Brent half the point.
Thank you, Lindsay.
Because it's semantics.
Which is what we are here but on that, this show.
If you, that is how we do this.
This is where we get into the nitpicky of like, all right, breakout star. This is where we can all consensus decide if the pick works. Rock had Rhea Ripley.
Okay.
I would say that's...
I would say that's a point.
She had a good year.
Yeah. Okay. If there was any contention, it would be technically she broke out last year by being in WrestleMania and stuff like that. But also she was on the main roster basically the full year, became a tag team champion. So I would be willing to give a point for that. Lindsay, you had Dexter Lumis.
He is nowhere on TV right now.
But
he got married. He got married. He was a featured character. He was in a more prominent role. I can give her that point.
Wasn't he host of New Year's Evil last year?
He was. And Halloween. No, he was in a match on Halloween.
Yeah, he was in the match on Halloween Havoc. He was the host of New Year's Evil. He was featured in the large wedding angle. He was paired up with the Way, which was probably one of the hottest things in NXT for a while.
He had a very good year. So yeah, okay. she gets a point.
Woo, I get a point.
I had Bianca Belair.
Yeah, that's a point.
No point. No, she didn't break out at all.
I was going to be like, Rock, we decided on Sunday she was a breakout star. Shut up.
All right,
yeah, but this is Thursday, and this is a different show. So...
Lindsay, headlined night one of WrestleMania had probably moment of the year.
I wanted you to see fight a little harder for it. I mean, honestly, entertain us. Get to it.
She was possibly part of the biggest moment at SummerSlam.
But she lost
owned
it.
The women's division for half a year.
Yeah, anyone can do that. I mean... Okay, just look at it. Anyway, you got a point. Next.
All right. Next up, fired. I'm just going to say it now. We all got a point.
Okay, so this is the last time we're doing this category for now. This has been the category's retire.
Because kind of grim.
Yeah. So let's hear the points we get on this one.
Rock, you had someone who shall not be named, a certain Dream.
Okay, you could say his name.
Velveteen Dream.
He got fired. Good. Patrick Clark, gone. See ya. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Not good that he got fired.
Lindsay and I picked someone who was fired and then hired by another company and now just got a new friend. We both had Aleister Black.
Ah!
Okay.
So we earned points there.
Okay.
All right, here's our bold predictions.
Oh, God.
I'll start with mine. I had... that Triple H at some point was going to face Pat McAfee.
No point.
And someone was going to defect from AEW to WWE.
0 point.
Yep. I went bold with mine and I just did not land it. Lindsay went with her heart and had that Taker would be back within the WWE as an authority figure.
It could still happen.
Just didn't happen last year.
No point.
Rock! Technically, yours hasn't happened yet, but the half that you did predict did not come true.
Okay.
So the part you predicted that did not come true was that The Rock was going to guest referee the Roman Reigns title match at SummerSlam.
Okay.
The, The reason for that was it was going to eventually lead to the WrestleMania 38 main event of Rock versus Roman.
Yeah, I tried.
Yeah, it was a bold prediction.
It was bold.
Yeah. So what are the final tallies?
Lindsay had 3, I had 4, you had 5.5.
Yes! Wow.
Now we look into our crystal ball and predict 2022.
Oh, crap. I did not prepare for this.
That's fine. You could just make random picks as we did.
So hang on. WWE roster wiki.
All right, Rock.
Because this is what I need to do.
U.S. champion. Who do you think it's going to be?
Commander Aziz.
Okay.
Lindsay?
I'm going with Austin Theory. Brent?
Hang on. I'm typing it all out.
I have these all written down. I can copy and paste them to you.
Yeah, they're already written.
Okay, well, hang on. Now I need to figure out who the U.S. title is Raw right now, right?
Doesn't matter because there's going to be another draft.
Okay, but it's Damian Priest right now, so that means I'm going to look at SmackDown.
I like how you know what? You're trying.
You know what? Fuck it. I'll go Braun Breaker.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Works.
Raw Tag Team Champions.
Go ahead.
I'm going with the Usos. Who are you going with?
She stayed on that hugging tray.
There you go, Lindsay! That's how you do it. Ride that line.
I'm going with MSK. Brent.
You know what? I'll stick with the pick that I made on WTR. I don't think they're going to be a team at the end of the year, but they are the current champions. I'm going to go Alpha Academy.
Okay.
Okay. Raw Women's Champion. Rock.
The Boss. The Blue Planet. Sasha Banks.
Brent.
Raw Women's Champion. You know, I'll go Rhea Ripley.
Okay. I'm going Bayley. IC Champion. Brent.
IC Champion. Cesaro.
I'm going Dominic. Rock.
Austin Theory.
Hey. All right. SmackDown Tag Team Champions. Rock.
Legado del Fantasma.
I'm going MSK, Brent.
Hey!
You ride that train, aren't you?
Yep!
SmackDown Women's Champion. I'm going to go with Dakota Kai. Rock?
Bianca Belair.
Brent?
I'm going to take Rock's pick from before and say it's going to be the Blueprint.
Okay. Women's Tag Team Champions.
Oh, fuck. Just give me a dartboard with all the women on it, and I'll just start throwing it.
Brent, you go first on this one.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks!
Because I'm curious to see what you pick.
Wait, oh god, I can be Agent of Chaos here.
Can you?
Yes. Alright, I'm going to go with Tea Time.
Tea Time?
The former best friends, Becky and Charlotte.
Okay. Sure.
Because, just think, by this time next year, you could absolutely have, you know, like, they hate each other, but now they have to defend the tag titles together. Oh, look at the drama.
Can they coexist?
Exactly.
Lindsay, what are we doing?
We're doing Toxic Attraction.
That's what I went with WTR.
So we both picked Toxic Attraction on that one.
They're the only viable team. Like, I didn't know who else to pick. It's like,
that's exactly what I went with. Cause I was like, they're the only tag team I know of. Cause otherwise, again, it's just take a dart, throw it at a dartboard with women on it and go, yeah, we'll pair these two.
Okay. Next.
Universal Champion. Rock.
Omos.
I went with Peter Dune. I will regret that choice, but I went with Peter Dune. Brent.
Universal. Bug it. Drew.
Okay.
All right. WWE Champion. Rock.
Braun Breaker.
Brent.
You know what? They're going to reward his contract. Kevin Owens.
I'm going with Walter. All right. Your NXT Champion. I am going with Zion Quinn. Rock.
Harland.
Brent.
Joe Gacy.
I'm going to leg you next time I play. <that. laughs> Which I don't know when that will be, but I'm going to leg you the next time I play Fortnite. NXT North American Champion. Rock.
Eichmann Giro.
Brent.
Wait, you went Eichmann Giro?
Yes.
Eichmann fucking Giro. You're making me type Eichmann Giro.
Well, I mean, technically you don't have to type it. It's all written down.
I'm doing this to save me later. Oh, dear God. You know, Grayson Waller.
Von Wagner.
Next.
NXT Women's Champion, Brent.
Tiffany Stratton.
Rock.
Zoe Stark.
I'm going with Kaylee Ray. NXT Tag Team Champions, Brent.
Who are tag teams down there?
Good question.
Get the dartboard back out.
Creed Brothers.
I'm going with Pretty Deadly. I think that's who they're called.
Yeah, that's who they're called. I'm going with the Creed Brothers.
Okay.
All right, Rock. I see. We both went with, well, they're a tag team.
Oh, just you wait for this next one.
The NXT Women's Tag Team Champions. Rock?
I believe they're pronounced the Cavender Twins.
Oh, you're going with the basketball girls. Oh, wait, we didn't have the Women's Tag Team Champions. Oh, God. Okay, wait, you said Cavender?
Yeah. Because that's why I went to the PC website and I found Bobby Roode was on there.
Okay, I see you. Yeah, God, it's probably going to be two women that aren't even on the fucking roster right now.
That's what I picked. Because they're not on the roster.
You know what? Screw it. If we're going to do this, we're going to do it right. I'm going out on a limb. Dakota Kai and Cora Jade.
Lindsay.
I say they get retired.
Okay, next.
Surprise call-up. Brent.
So, I don't know if it's a surprise call-up, but I'm just going to, I'll say it. Io Shirai.
Okay, Rock.
Andre Chase.
I'm going with Harland and Dollar Store Bray Wyatt.
Harland and, you put respect on that name, Joe Gacy.
No, he is Dollar Store Bray Wyatt.
Former NXT champion by that time, Joe Gacy.
Dollar Store Bray Wyatt.
All right, last two.
Last two, breakout star, Rock.
Harland.
Brent.
I want to say Bron Breakker, but that doesn't feel like a breakout. Feels like he's already kind of there. What, Rock?
Nothing.
Hugging that line?
No, you're good. Keep going. Who are you picking, right. Lindsay?
I'm going with Madcap Moss. 2023 me will hate 2022 me, but that's okay. I have a year to get there with it.
Scrolling back. Okay, no. I know who I'm going to pick.
Okay.
Gable Steveson.
Okay. Good pick. Quality pick.
Okay.
And last, but certainly not least, are bold predictions for 2022.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm going to say that Veer is finally going to come.
And Veer happens.
Rock.
The conversation we had in our notes is fantastic. That's
the
what
sheet was... lives in a Google sheet, and so Rock and I have been yelling at each other in the Google sheet about the Veer thing.
So my bold prediction is Mickie James will be inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame.
That's the only bit make good, not just the Royal Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Brent. And you can't say Bray Wyatt gets rehired.
Why not? That was my bold prediction for before.
Because it's my show and I say so. You have to come up with another one.
Well, I'm gonna... I'll do a two-parter, like I normally do. First one is, again, an AEW talent will be signed to WWE. And I don't mean someone that was, like, on Dark. I mean, like, someone that was actually used by AEW.
Okay.
And it's a Brian Cage. Or someone like that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And number two, a contracted WWE star will appear on TV for another promotion.
I mean, that's not a WWE star?
A WWE star. Contracted WWE star will appear.
Oh, they'll have to be under contract.
They will be under contract and they will appear on TV somewhere
okay.
else.
Okay. Want to make that clear. Okay.
So like a WWE star will appear on Impact.
Okay. Right, that works. So that's 2022 predictions that will, as we heard, will probably be completely wrong.
As a point of interest, I would like to formally apologize to my 2023 self. I didn't put any effort into this whatsoever, and so I'm so terribly sorry for what has transpired. Please forgive me.
Fucking Ichimenjuro. Jesus Christ. That one, we're gonna look back on, and I'm just gonna be like, really?
So, what did I say in our Skype chat earlier? We're gonna look back in 2023 at my 2022 predictions going, wow, he's really smart. Or he's really dumb.
Or, what the fuck was he thinking?
I am apologizing to myself in 2023 because that's just how this is. So with that, I think we're done. So you have stuff to plug away.
If you enjoyed the boldness of these predictions, just wait till Saturday.
Oh, Jesus.
We're doing it AEW style on CB Radio. And boy, do I have a doozy for a bold prediction.
Oh, God, we didn't make the pick for AEW last week, did we?
No, we just went over them. We went over them. So we're going to make them this Saturday midnight.
I think I tried to pick early, but, oh, God, this is going to be awful.
Yeah, we probably should send the group a list.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's work on that tomorrow.
Okay.
So that's Saturday Night Midnight-ish. Before that, we'll do Fortnite with friends, because content, like, 10:30. Sunday night, it's WTR Sunday night. Fantasy Draft. It's One Brain versus Team Canada versus Team Corner.
Woohoo! Corner has cookies!
10 p.m. Eastern. Monday night's Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/WildTalkRadio Network. We'll be back next Thursday night for another edition of Rack. It's Rack Radio Show on all social media platforms, including Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We're posting more on Instagram, so make sure you follow that. It's Rack Radio Show on all podcasting platforms, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Amazon Music, and Spotify. You can also, if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. You can support the channel by clicking that purple rectangle button below the screen, or you can use creator code RocketSock or
Linz M. Ward.
In the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. Brent, would you like to plug your stuff?
Sure. Basically, the one thing I have to plug is you can find me on Twitter at Kane Kittens. You can see when I, you know, make fun comments about other companies. And, yeah. You can also find me, you know, playing Fortnite on here and, you know, appearing on various shows. Because, you know, stuff.
Stuffs. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Linz Ward, LNSWRD. You can check out my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/LinzWard. You can check out my YouTube channel, linzward.rockradioshow.com. I've been streaming a lot, and I've kind of changed over to YouTube this week, testing it out, trying it. If I like it better than Twitch, still haven't made the final determination. But if you'd like to follow the Twitch channel, please give it a follow. If you'd like to hit that bell and subscribe to the YouTube channel, I would greatly appreciate it as I play Genshin Impact and we go through the world of Teyvat. So you don't want to miss that. You can also check out our very fine sponsor, mbgfilmsyoutube.com/mbg1211. So for Rock, for Brent, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rack right here on wildtalkradio.com, and we will see you next week. Till then, bye.
WildTalkRadio.com.